Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Another cultural issue is the things that people talk about day in and day out involve cancel culture. People use that phrase a lot. And I have an author with me, Stephen Sokup, who's written a book that's called The Dictatorship of Woke Capital. Stephen, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you very much for having me.
What a time we're in where colleges, oftentimes we hear about speakers who are not allowed to appear on university campuses. I just find that mesmerizing in so many ways. My college experience was that you heard from all kinds of people with different points of view and was taken aback by some of them, but no one chased them off campus. I mean, so in the same sort of sense, that's what the tech companies have been doing to people on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, wherever else that they find something that's not acceptable, depending on whatever they figure is acceptable, and driving them away. Is that the premise of your book?
Well, the premise of my book is the extension of what we've come to know as the pathologies of the college campus to what was the last bastion of liberty and freedom in the West, which is American business.
All right. But that notion that we've driven away any opposing opinion that isn't just aligned with the word woke is dangerous.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. It's woke is a very aggressive and very determined quasi-religious enterprise that has broaches no dissent whatsoever, and it is very aggressive about pursuing its ends and converting people and punishing heretics.
Yeah, the punishment phase is strong. We've seen people that are not only driven away from platforms, but they've had their businesses ruined because people have bullied them, essentially. It's economic terrorism. I mean, I don't want to use a phrase like the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia a long time ago, but it's sort of the re-education of people by force. The Khmer Rouge were killing people. We haven't gotten to that point yet, but it's kind of moving in a scary direction like that.
Yeah, well, you're right. It's not fair to compare woke America to the Khmer Rouge. But the ideas that animate the infrastructure behind this move away from a objective reality and objective truth are certainly related to all, they're derived from Marxism. They're a more cultural expression of Marxism, but there's a common ancestor here between, our woke America and much of the rest of what we've known over the decades and the centuries as Marxist regimes.
Is it fair to use the word cult? It is cultish in a way in that there's some leadership vision that is then passed on to the members who then carry it out, and they're strict adherence to it, and they don't want to hear from anybody else.
Well, I'm not an expert on cults, but certainly there is as I said, there's a quasi-religious aspect to this, and once people determine that these are the beliefs that they wish to embrace, it's very difficult to break them of their belief system. And so, yes, I suppose it's not totally unfair to call it a cult, but it certainly does have, at the very least, quasi-religious undertones.
We're talking with author Stephen Sokup. All right, so this affects business. That's the name of your book, As the Dictatorship of Woke Capital. What do you see this playing out for business in America and around the world?
Well, as we've seen over the past few weeks in Georgia, in South Dakota, and in a few other places, big business has picked sides. And its side is not the American people. Its side is the activist, woke scolds and woke moralists. And American business has chosen their side and has decided that it will do whatever it can to supersede the will of the people as long as it stays in the good graces of or is able to embrace the values of this new woke identity.
But you, when you use the phrase the will of the people is a varied state, a collection of people. Some enjoy the woke message and enjoy acting it out fiercely. So the sure. will of the people, it's the will of some of the people. And they, shouldn't they respond by defunding? That's the word that everybody loves, defunding businesses that they don't agree with.
Well, here's what I mean by working to undermine the will of the people. In the state of Georgia, the majority of people elected a legislature, and the majority of people elected a governor. And this legislature did its Republican duty and passed a law, and then the governor did his Democratic Republican duty and signed the law, and business came in and said, look, we don't care who you voted for. We don't care who the majority of you elected. We don't care what the majority of you want. This is what we want. This is a bill that we find problematic, and we're going to do everything we can to take the will of the people as expressed constitutionally, democratically, and undermine it. We don't think that the people have the sense to govern themselves. So this is a very serious and a very pressing issue, is this anti-democratic desire to undermine the will of the people that big business is showing.
But the consumers will make decisions about whether to buy Coca-Cola products or Delta Airlines tickets or any of the other things that get these companies that tie in and say they're going to do this and give $1 billion to whatever fund. That's still on the public to decide, well, okay, then you want to do that business. I don't want to do business with you. That's the free market, isn't it?
Well, it is, in a sense, the people have the ability to respond in however they wish and to embrace free market attitudes. But the way that the woke capitalists have gone about accumulating and consolidating power is very much in line with what would be called top-down and anti-democratic practices. They have not embraced the free market. They have not embraced a fair market. What they have done is create sort of a collusive arrangement and a very oppressive process by which they pressure corporations in order to get them to embrace certain political beliefs. It's in no way, shape, or form operating by what would be traditional free market principles.
Understood. You've heard the phrase, go woke, get broke, or whatever it is. And so we'll see if the market rattles back against them. Your book is called The Dictatorship of Woke Capital. Stephen Sokup, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
There you go. You can find his book everywhere, of course, The Dictatorship of Woke Capital. And Sokup is spelled S-O-U-K-U-P. Back in a minute.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.